We're in today's daf is daf vav, so the bottom of Haman Bez, the Gemara quotes the last line, quotes from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Eze Katan, what's considered Katan, that is obligated on a Dirban level to perform the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Says the Mishnah, Kol She'in Yachal Lerkuvah Ksefel She'aviv, a child who cannot go on the shoulders of his father, he is Pater, but if he can go on the shoulders of his father, he is in fact Chayv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So Maskevla Rabbi Zeir asks the following question. Ad hacha man asya. So, you know, it's not like he lived right outside of Yerushalayim. Let's say he lived up north or down south. Well, who brought him up until that point? What was the geder who's going to carry them there? Only the father from Yerushalayim until Har Bais. So the Gemara answers, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye explains that ad hacha to mechayv ema b'simcha, up until this point where the mother is chayv in simcha, I see so ema, the mother would bring the son up until the borders of Yerushalayim. Mikan ve'elach, after that point, entering Shalim, she doesn't have to go any further. Im yochal lalos v'le'echos v'yadlo shel aviv, mi'ushalayim l'har bayis chayiv v'lo pater. From that point on, once you get to Shalim, so then if the son is able to hold on, now there's a machlokas beis hil b'shamay, what the gather is, the Gemara kind of switches gears. So according to beis hil now, if you hold on to, if he's able to hold on to his father's hand and walk from Shalim up to har bayis, he's chayiv in Re'iyah. If he's not able to, then he's Patan Riyah. But from the point before then, to Yerushalayim, his mother brings him because the mother has to perform Simcha. So let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi, three lines from the top, Mechai B'Simcha. Lalos L'Regel, the mother has to go up to perform Simcha. U'lismoach B'chag M'Baila, she has to join her husband in being Mesamech in Yerushalayim. Dala Simcha Nitzavu Nashim. Nashim are included in the Tzivoy of Simcha. Dechziva V'Samach Ta'ata V'Veisecha, that you and your base, and the Gemara, first Mishnah and Yuma tells us, is beso zu ishto, so you and your wife have to be mesamech with each other on the chag, so therefore she accompanies her husband to Yerushalayim. From that point on, she doesn't have to go do Re'iyah, as Rashi says, next one, mikan ve'elach, de'ema lo mechayv al hasros b'har bayis, she doesn't have to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on har bayis, so it's the father who takes him the rest of the way. So the Gemara says, heishi Rebbe tachas beis hillel l'divrei beis shammai. Now, Rebbe replaces beis hillel with beis shammai. So let's just get these down for a second. Who says which one in the Mishnah? I forget who says Lechos and who says Ksefav. So Beis Shammai. So the Gemara before is talking about Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel held that the geder of a katan is holding the hand of the father. So that was the first discussion in the Gemara. Who brings him to that point? And after it reaches Yerushalayim, the father holds his hand up to Bahar Bais. That's according to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds the geder of a katan is going on the shoulders of a. Of the father. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Rebbe,
Beis Shammai is here is Meiko. Is that what
you're saying? No, because Rebbe just had a different version of the discussion. Rebbe says, the question is not according to Beis Hillel, who's talking about holding the hand. The question, as we're about to see, is according to Beis Shammai, who says it's all about going on the shoulders, not going on the shoulders.
But in general, going on the shoulders is something more Meiko than walking.
Correct, right.
Is this one of the but they don't mention all of them.
They don't? I thought they do. Yeah? There's six, there's only six of them.
I think we learned that there's six, but there are many more, but not all of them are mentioned.
It could be the other ones are not mentioned in the Mishnahs, but in the Mishnahs there might only be a total of six. Could be wrong. But I guess you're right, this would be one of the coolest. I mean, if you look in the Mishnah Edios, whether this is the one. So the Gemara says again, Heshi Rebbe, Tachas Beis Hillel, the Devei Beis Shammai. He includes, now we're going to be talking according to, I'm getting confused here. Maybe it's now. Okay, no, yeah, we're replacing Beis Hillel with Beis Shammai's opinion. The Chana, the Patrick says, Chana lo alsa, Chana did not go up to Yerushalayim that year. Ki amra, Lisha adigamel, Hanar, Vivisav. So she says to her husband, I can't go up until I wean my son Shmuel from nursing, and he's not able to go. But v'hash Shmuel diyachol lirkov al ksef al shaviv hava. And Tosfos explains on the side, diyachol lirkov al ksef al shaviv. Wasn't Shmuel able to ride on the shoulders of his father? Shehaya gadok sas, he was a little bit big. Avalo matzi lechos biyadu las baraglav. He was a younger age, so he was chayiv in this Mishnah, this mitzvah already. So why did Chana not go up? Isn't there chiv already? So it's a kasha according to Beis Hillel, who says it's all about riding on the shoulder. No, according to Beis Shammai, who says it's all about riding on the shoulders. So why didn't Chana bring Shmuel up?
Was there a mitzvah to go up to Shiloh and not to? Because this wasn't in Yerushalayim.
So look at Rashi. Very good. Look at Rashi. Writes Ad Yigamel, three narrow lines down. Rashi says Lesov Chav Dal Chodesh. They used to do a full two years of nursing. We don't typically do that long, however much a mother wants to, but typically women don't go 2 years, but that was the custom, 24 months. Shekein tinok yonik, and umishna rishonahu, yachol lirkov al ksef al shaviv, and if he's able to ride on the shoulders of his father, kidei lalas mishlaim lahar bais, v'kol shekein mishilo lemishkan. So I'm not sure what the kol shekein exactly is, but they're making a kol shekein here. So that's your question.
Yeah.
Why is there a kol shekein now?
The Mishkan was in Shiloh.
Yeah.
So when you reach Yerushalayim, it's a long way to the Harabais.
Uh huh.
So when you reach Shiloh, it's very short to get to the Mishkan.
So certainly they'll require that even more so.
So it seems that according to the Gemara, there was also mitzvah in Shiloh.
Right.
Okay.
And there's still mitzvah, and the kavachomer is because since it's a shorter closer, distance, right. it's even more obvious that one should have to do it. So why didn't so it's a kasha according to the opinion? So this must be a raya that it's all about holding the hands, because otherwise Chana would have went riding the shoulders. Why didn't Chana bring Shmuel up? So explains the Gemara. Amrle Avua, the father Rebbe says back to his son Rebbe, Utamech, according to your reasoning. Tikshu the Chana Gufo. Who was Chana herself? She was Milo Mechayva B'Simcha. We said above that women are Chayva in Simcha. So doesn't she have to accompany her husband in Simcha as they go to Yerushalayim? Sela must be a different case. Chana Mipinkusa Yiseirasa Chazi B'Shmuel. She saw that Shmuel was very, very sensitive and fragile. The Chashabe B'Shmuel Chul Shadurcha. She was concerned he'd get sick over the journey to Yerushalayim, so therefore she had to watch over. It was a Sakana for Shmuel. That's why they both stayed back. But fundamentally, the shear might very well be riding on the shoulders of the father. Would be the shear. This was an exception because he was a chola. Where asks Bai Rabbi Shimon, Katan Chiger Ledivrei Beis Shammai, V'sumer Ledivrei Shneim Mahu. So what if, according to a katan who was not able to walk well, according to Beis Shammai, is he going to be chayev? Because Beis Shammai says the halacha was all about being able to walk up. Holding the hand. So is he going to be chayv in Ri'ya? And according to both them, Asuma, who can't see, so is he going to be chayv as well? So Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what's the situation of a katan chiger and Asuma? Ilema b'chiger sheinu yachol lispashet, if it's talking about a chiger who will not become healthy and not be healed, and Asuma sheinu yachol lispateach, and Asuma who will never get his eyesight back, hashta gadol pater, katami bai. So if we say a gadol, if a gadol is a sumer, or if a gadol is a chiger, they're pater, so certainly a katan is going to be pater. Why is it certainly katan? So look at Rashi. Rashi writes, katan mi bai. Do you have to tell me that a katan's pater? Of course a katan's pater. What's the shiloh? Halo, ein chine katan ela kide lehanhigo shehe sorach acher min hago lichshiag. They're very important, Rashi, in terms of the nature of chinuch. The whole point of katan is to regulate him, to get him, he gets older, it becomes routine. V'cheven shezeh pater lishchiag di olam ali chinuch. And since he's going to be potter when he gets older, so why do you have to be mechanech him? Mechanech him to do what? He's going to be potter in the future anyways, because he's a suma, because he's a chiger of le'olamis. So it seems to be unnecessary. So this important, Rashi is very important, because he tells you the nature of a chinuch. I've mentioned this in the past, I think, several times. There's a machlokas in chinuch. It's chinuch about there's a chiv on the katan to do a mitzvah. He has an actual chiv right now. There's a new mitzvah on him, just like when we're over bar mitzvah, we have to do mitzvahs, and a katan has to do mitzvahs. Or no, there's no real chiyah for the katan. It's just a way of regulating him, getting accustomed, so when he gets older, it's all about when he gets older, not about the now. So Rashi clearly favors that side, that there's no real chiyah from right now. The whole goal is to prepare himself for when he gets older. Rashi says this in Sukkah, if you remember, in Daf Beis and Beis, and a few places Rashi highlights, it's all about preparing him for when he gets older. Okay, so it's clearly not a situation where the question was not a situation where the Suma was going to be blind forever and where the Chiger was going to be a Chiger forever. Lo Tzricha, the Gemara explains, the Shaila was, B'chiger sheyachol ispashe. We're talking about a Chiger, a guy who was not able to walk properly and has the ability to become healed. Or a Suma sheyachol ispatech, and a blind person who is able to see, what's halacha? So Amar Abaye, Kolhecha de Gadol Mechai Mediraisa, Katanami Mischach Mechanech Mederbanon. Whenever the gadol, the same type of person as a gadol, would be chayiv, so then we say the katan will be chayiv on a derbanan level. However, kol heichad the gadol pater midiraisa midirbanan katan ami pater. Whenever the gadol is pater on a deraisa level, then a katan is going to be pater on a derban level. So, since a suma, even though suma is yachol es paseach, but right now a suma is going to be pater as a gadol, so certainly a katan as well will be pater as well. And just like a chiger gadol is pater from the mitzvah of riyah, so certainly a chiger katan will also be pater in the mitzvah of riyah as well.
How does this answer the question? It's just this question stays. It's still the kalvachoyim.
I think he's just saying that the institution of chinuch was established kein deraisa. Every derbanan is kein deraisa tikkun. So the kein deraisa tikkun here is as follows: that whatever status the katan is, you have to look to the gadol. What would the gadol's halacha be at that status? So we're asking a question about a katan chiger. Well, what's halacha about a gadol chiger? Well, a gadol chiger is pater. So also a katan is going to be modeled after it, is also going to be pater. And same thing holds true for the katan suma. Chiger, both of them, exactly.
As long as he's in that situation, he's not chayv.
Exactly, he's not chayv, and therefore the katan's going to be pater as well. Now the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah, there's machlokas. How much money does one have to use for purchasing the ri'iyah and the chagiga? Every single yontif, you have to bring two karbanos. One's a riyah is an ola. An ola is something that gets completely offered up on this bach. No one eats any part of it. That's an ola. It goes up. And the chagiga is a shlamim where everyone's shalem. And the Rashi tells us in Al Torah, everyone's shalem because everyone gets a part of it. Some of it goes to this bach, some goes to the kohen, and some goes to the baal, the owner of it. So all three parties get a chalik. It's shlamim because it's shalem. Everyone gets a part of it. They compromise. They split it evenly. Not evenly, but they all split it. So just to review the Mishnah for a second, the Mishnah said, how much do you spend on each, the Riyah and the Chagigah? Beishameh thought that Riyah costed Shtei Kesef, and the Chagigah was Mer Kesef. I think we said Mer Kesef was a sixth of a dinar. Is that what I think David said that was when we learned that? A Mer Kesef? I think a sixth of a dinar. And, or a third of a, yeah, sixth of a dinar? No. Ah, Shtei Kesef. The other guy, I think, okay, the Ria was. The Ria was two males kesef, and the Chagiga was one male kesef. And base Hill was opposite, that the Ria was one male kesef, and the Chagiga was two male kesef. So opposites, which one you spend more money on. So Gemara is going to explain the Machogas, Beishame, Beishelo. Taner Abanam. Beishame Omrim. Hariya shtei kesef hachagiga ame kesef. I should have just waited for the Mishnah, the Brisa Gemara. So the Riyah is two kesef according to Beis Shammai, and the chagiga is only one mea kesef. Shea, what?
It's not even mea, it's ma'a.
It's pronounced ma'a? Yeah, okay. Ma'a.
It's one ma'a. Right?
With the ayin in the ma'a.
Yeah, it's 100.
Okay, no, but I thought it was pronounced mea. So ma'a. So, So the Riyah was two kesef, and the Chagigah was one mea kesef. Sharia, so why is there more money for the Riyah? The Riyah was an Ola. Sharia, Ola, Kula L'Gavoa. Everything goes to the Shemayim. It's a much more Kedusha type of carbon, since it's Kula Chali, it all goes up to the Gavoa. Ma Shenkin B'Chagigah, as opposed to Chagigah, which we said was a Shlamim, which some of it goes to the Kohen, some of it goes to the Baal, and therefore it's less Kedusha. V'od, moreover, says Beis Shammai, another reason why you should spend more money on the Riyah. Matinu bat seres shiriba behena kasef baolos yosmi bishlamim. We find elsewhere by Shuas that there is more money spent on the olos than that of the shlamim. So we see olos deserve more money. Where do you find that? So if you look to Rashi, right about where we are in the Gemara, a few lines above that, matinu bat seres biparshas shor ochesev in parshas mishpatim is this right? We kraftem al halechem shivas kvasim tmimim. You bring seven tmimim, upar ben bakar echad, v'ayil shayim yeh la'ol Hashem. You bring a lot of karbanos. And then, uksiv shnei kfasim b'nei shana l'zevach shlamim. So two sheep are being brought for the shlamim. And all the other ones, you have, what, seven sheep and one cow and two goats for the ola. So a lot more olas are being brought. So that's why I think you spend more money on the ola riyah as opposed to the chagigas, the shlamim. Now, Beis Hillel thought the opposite. Beis Hillel thought you spend more money on the chagigah than on the riyah. Why? Beisil Omrim, Hariya Mea Ma Kesef, Achagiga Shte Kesef. Shechagiga, it deserves more money. Yeshna lefnei dibor. It existed before the dibor, before Har Sinai. Therefore, it's a higher level of kedusha because it existed before Kabbalah Torah. Ma'ashen ken bria. Bria was not stated until Kabbalah Torah. Where do we find this? That the chagi was mentioned kodem matan Torah. So Rashi says yeshna lefnei dibor. Kodem matan Torah shehikrivu shlamim b'Sinai. They offered shlamim before the Kabbalah Torah. Dichsiv vayishlach es nari bnei Yisrael. And I get the rest of the pasuk I don't have on the side here. But so they brought shlamim, and Rafa got the high crux of the Eilav Mishpatim, la'acher aser sadibros. Isn't this pasuk in Mishpatim? Pash Mishpatim comes after Yisro. Yisro was where aser sadibros were given. So Mishpatim is afterwards. So this pasuk is actually after Kabbalah Torah. So he says no. Again, even though Rafa got the high crux of Eilav Mishpatim, la'acher aser sadibros. It was really kodem aser sedibros hava. It was really before aser sedibros. Ah, but it was written afterwards. Ein muktam lucha b'Torah. We have no order in the Torah. The Torah is out of order. Things that appear afterwards sometimes happen really before previous events. So therefore, we see that it was given before the shlamim were offered before Kabbalah Torah.
Did you just read Gemara?
No, I was reading the Rashi, sorry. Okay. So that's reason one. Why Beis Hillel says the Chagiga deserves more money than the Riyah, because Chagiga pre-existed Kabbalah Torah, and therefore it showed a certain level of Kedusha to it. The second reasoning for Beis Hillel is Matzinu b'Nesiim Shariba behem akasa b'Shlamim Yosu mi'Bolos. We find the Nesiim brought more Shlamim than they did by Olos, so we see Shlamim, Chagiga, Shlamim are more than that of Olos. Where do we find that? So you look at Rashi. Rashi is around 20 lines up. Nesiim b'chanukas mizbeach hikrivu shlamim yosu mibolos dechsev kol bakar la'ola kol bakar zevach shlamim. So the whole pasuk I don't have here either, but apparently I'll take Rashi and the Gemara's word for it. There were more shlamim brought than that of the ola. Okay, then the Gemara says, okay, what's a machlokas? Yeah.
So haray. It's 204 korban shlamim leumat 36 odot.
Okay. So we see from that shlamim, there are more shlamim brought than that of the ola.
You took the right bets.
Thank you. So the Gemara says, and now that's the two opinions, Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. So why do they argue with each other? So Beis Hillel, my time alo amri ki Beis Shammai. Why didn't he like the reasoning of Beis Shammai? The Kamris Riya Adifa, the ola kula gavo. It sounds like a very sound svara, that the Riya was more kadosh because it was kula kala, it was completely up to Mizbeach, up to Shemayim, and therefore should demand more money. Says Beis Hillel, no, ad rabba. Chagiga adifa, chagiga is better. The isbe shtei achilos with the cup. Every is two achilos. Not really. It's really shlosha achilos. Rashi explains shtei achilos mizbeach v'adam. Now I'm not sure this connects to the general machlokas we find by Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Famous gemara that the ger, the goy, wanted to come to convert to become a ger, and he asked Beis Shammai to stand on one foot and teach the Torah. And Beis Shammai kicked him out, and Beis Hillel said, "I'll teach it to you after the Reacha Kamocha."
That's the meaning he's literally wanting to stand on one foot, or just tell it to him in a short way, to teach him in a short way. Al regal achad,
it's a phrase, exactly.
So why he's saying that he wanted to
stand? Because that was the story. That's how the story goes.
I don't believe that the guy wanted him to stand.
He didn't want to. I was just saying that.
Oh,
I don't think so.
The Tzemach Tzedek is a beautiful mamar about it. That the Rav now gives every Shabbos his Ashkafashio. It's about that.
So anyways, we see from that story and others that Beis Hillel was very into Oiv as a Brios. And Beis Shammai was a little bit different, a little tougher around the edges. So Beis Shammai is all cool, everything went to Shemaim. It's all about Shemaim. Nothing to do with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. He certainly had Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but the Iker for him was Bein Adam L'Makom. For Beis Hillel, it was no. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, even the Adam, you also have to have part of the Shlomim. So I wonder if this connects to the general Machlokas they have between each other. And then the Gemara says, the Gemara is that which you said, that Beis Shammai says another reason why the Oluria should be more money spent on it. Nilef me'atzeres. So why didn't he learn from Atzeres? We find that Atzeres had more Olos than Shlamim. He says, Beis Hillel responds, we don't learn from Atzeres. Dunin karbon yachmi karbon yachid, vein dunin karbon yachmi karbon sibur. The Olos Ria that was being brought was an Olos Yachid. It was an individual requirement. So you can't learn that from a Tzeres, which is talking about the carbon Tzibor, completely different types of carbonos. So therefore, don't bring me a ride from that Tzeres that it had more olos than Shlomim, and rejects that Svar as well. Now, Beishamai, my time alo amri ki Beisilo. Why does Beishamai not hold of Beisilo's reasoning? The commerce Chagiga Adifa. The Chagiga was better, said Beisilo. The Yeshnal Fnei Adibor, because since it pre-existed, the Kabbalah Satara told us that was very fundamental part of Yiddishkeit, and therefore had a lot of Kedusha. So why does Beishamai reject this? So he says, Ria Nami Yeshnal Fnei Adibor. Ria also pre-existed Kabbalah Satara. How do we see this? So Rashi writes, Ri'iya Nami Yeshin L'fnei Adibor, De'ola Nami Hava Hasam. There's also an Ola there. So if you remember the Pasuk, you have it on the side, I think everyone has it on the side of the page there, Pasuk in Shmos Chav Dalet, it says, Vayishlach, this is before Matan Torah, Vayishlach as Nari B'nei Yisrael, Vayalu Olos, Vayizbechus Vacham Shlomim. It also says Olos. So just like Shlomim pre-existed the Dibor, Olos also pre-existed Kabbalah Torah. So you can't bring me right that Shlomim was L'fnei Adibor and not Olos. Olos was also. And furthermore, the Gemara's that which Beis Hillel suggested, Nilaf Minasim, learn from the Nasim that just like the Nasim had more Shlomim than Olos, so too we should spend more money on the Shlomim than the Ola, says Beis Shammai, Dunin Davar Hanog Ledoros, Midavar Hanog Ledoros, Vein Dunin Davar Hanog Ledoros, Midavar Shaino Hanog Ledoros. You can't learn from the Nasim because the Nasim was a one-time event. It wasn't Ledoros. It had a special Shah Haras Shah that time. But you can't prove anything about any of the future carbonos. You can't prove anything about the carbon Ria, which is going to be Ledoros. But therefore, Nasim can't serve as a Raya. You see back and forth, they both have very sound Svaras, and it's a very good debate about how to understand the Machlokas here.
So
we always pass them like Beis Hillel. I assume this case also, and this is one of the exceptions. Sounds like from the Ein Mishpat, we pass them like Beis Hillel here too. The Gemara says now further. Now, Beis Hillel, Maishna Chagiga, Diyeshna Lefnei Adibor. Why did Beis Hillel say only Chagiga pre-existed the Kabbalah Satara, but not Shlomim? The Pasuk says, Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlomim. So it says he only brought Shlomim. Wait a second, the Gemara says, Rianami Haksiv. Doesn't it also say Vayalu Olos, like we just said above? Olos were also called the Matan Torah in that very same Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Ksavir Beis Hillel, Olos Shekivu Yisrael Bamidbar. That Ola that they brought in the Midbar before Matan Torah was not an Olas Ria, that was an Olas Tamid, Javi. The Tamid that we bring every day, twice a day, Olas Tamid. Very different than the Olas where you could bring a Raya, that Ola Ria was greater.
The Tamid, the Chiyuv of Tamid started before Matan Torah?
According to this opinion, it's a big Machlokas. Uh-huh. According to Beis Hillel, what Gemara I think is going to say, that the Machlokas, who said what the nature of that Ola was it an Olas Tamid or was it an Ola Ria? So some say it was Olas Tamid, others say it's an Olas Ria. Beis Hillel felt that was an Olas Tamid. Then the Gemara says, "Ubeis Shammai Savri Ola Shekrivu Yisrael b'Midbar Ola Suriyah Havi." No, it was Ola Suriyah, and that's why, since just like the Chagiga was pre Matan Torah, so to Ola Suriyah was pre Matan Torah. So that's the basic debate of Hillel and Shammai, whether it's Ola Suriyah or was an Ola Tamid that was brought Kodem Matan Torah. Gemara says, "Amar Abai Abai says, Beis Shammai, V'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yishmael, those three Tanaim Kulu Asvilhu." Ola, they all hold that Ola Shekrivu Yisrael B'Midbar Olas Riyah Havi. That Ola was an Olas Riyah. The Gemara is going to tell us how we know that each of them say that way. And Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, on the other side, Kula Svirlu, Ola Shekrivu Yisrael B'Midbar Olas Tamid Havi. Those three Tanaim think that it was an Olas Tamid. So Big Machlokas was an Olas Tamid or was an Olas Riyah. So let's go through each of them now. So first we're going to go discuss how do you know, according to the ones that they felt it was an Olas Riyah, Beis Shammai was the first one. Had Amrin, we already mentioned above that Beis Shammai thought that the Olas that were pre-Matan Torah were in fact Olas Riyah. How do we know there would be Shmuel holds that they were Olas Riyah?
How did Beis Shammai figure out what they were Olas Riyah?
He didn't say how he figured it out, but that's what he holds. That's how he rejected
because
Beis Shammai.
There was no mitzvah for Olas Riyah.
So I guess it was, depending how you interpret. You mean...
Riyah, I guess maybe it's because...
Just to appear to... Right. Now, how do we know that Rabbi Shmuel said that the Olos were as an Olos Re'iyah? So, Ditania, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Klolos Nemru B'Sinai. In Kabbalah Satara, all the general rules were stated at Har Sinai. However, the Protos Bol Moed. But the details weren't mentioned until later on. So if you look in the Rashi for a second, the previous page, the last Rashi, the last one, he says, Klolos Nemru B'Sinai. The Klolos, the basic rules, the underpinnings, Harbei Dvarim Nemru B'Stumim B'Sinai. Many things were said, but Stumim, they were closed, hidden. They weren't completely elaborated on. Shalom Nisparshu Kol Tzarech, it wasn't explained enough. And only Pirshu Lo L'Achar Shukum HaMishkan Ba'al HaMoed, only after the Mishkan was established did they start explaining. For example, Sharei Lo Nisparshu Sham Hilchos Avodah K'Kol Tzarech. Before the Mishkan was set up, we didn't know all the halachas of doing the Avodah. What are you supposed to do in the Mishkan? All we knew was Ella Mizbeach Adama Tasali. You should make for me a dirt Mizbeach V'zavachta Alav Es Olosecha V'es Shlomecha, and you should bring karbanos. But what do you do? V'lo Pirish Matan Damein, you don't talk about sprinkling the blood. V'ifshitan, skinning the animal. V'nisuchan, cutting up the animal. Sh'olosvech Kravos Emur and Shal Shalom. We didn't know how to do it. We just know there's a Mizbeach and you need to do karbanos. Well, what's a carbon? What do you do to the carbon? So the klalos, the general rules, were mentioned, but the details were waited until Ol HaMoed later on. That's according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva argues and says, Omer, klalos upratos nemru b'Sinai. Both of them were mentioned, even though we weren't told all the details in the Torah. Klal Yisrael was told all the details in the Torah. And v'nishnu b'Ol HaMoed, they were repeated to them again at Ol HaMoed, and yet a third time in Nishal Shlub Arvasmov, and a third time they learned the halachas as well. But they learned the pratos three different times. Now v'isak adaitach, olas shekivu Yisrael b'midbar, olas tamid havi. So if you're going to suggest, according to Rabbi Shmuel right now, we want to figure out Rabbi Shmuel held that it was an olas riya. If you held that he thought it was an olas tamid that was brought before Matan Torah, so So according to Shmuel, details were not taught yet about how to do things. So all we knew about karbanos was you have to do something to a karban, whatever you want. But we know you have to skin it or you have to cut it. I would think, as the Gemara assumes, kill the animal and put it on the mizbeach full. In skin, full animal, head cut off. That's about it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if it was an olas tamid that they did that to, are you going to tell me that before Matan Torah, they did that to an olas tamid, but only afterwards they started changing it around and started skinning it and cutting it up in pieces? You couldn't think to do that by the tamid, because look what Tosfos writes in the top. Mi'ika mide de mi'kar lo bai hefshit. The dafta kami baile mishum de ikar hefshit ksib begufe. The skinning of the animal was actually mentioned by the carbon tamid in the Torah. So how could the Gemara even fathom the possibility that initially, if the Talmud was brought before Matan Torah, there was no skinning done? That's fundamental. That's part and parcel of the carbon Talmud, as it's mentioned by it. Avam Ol Saria, what comes out for a second before we read the rest of Tosfos, so now we're assuming Ol Saria was brought before Matan Torah, according to Rishmal. But there was no skinning done to Ol Saria. But after Matan Torah, we did skin Ol Saria. So the same question exists for Talmud. The Gemara says, it can't be Talmud, because how can you say the tamid used to not be skinned, and later on it will be skinned? That doesn't make sense. It must be olas riya. The same question is, so too, olas riya used to not be skinned before Matan Torah, but now will be skinned. Isn't the same question, how could you have a carbon once not being skinned, and now being skinned? So the Tosa says, about olas riya, afagav de emesu de ta'una hafshet, even though you're right, lemaisa, it will require skinning after Matan Torah, lo kasha, it's not a problem that they used to do it without skinning, because midi de kevin de lo got la begufe ksiv. Since it didn't write skinning by the Ol Saria, the fact that there was once a time in history where it didn't do the skinning, it wasn't a problem, because it's not fundamental to the Ol Saria. As opposed to the Tamid, where it writes skinning specifically by Tamid, it would be a problem to think that they ever did the Tamid without the skinning.
The
therefore,
skin, the skin is in connection to, because the Ola, the Tamid, the Kohanim, and everybody else eats, and in regards, and compared to the Ola, that it all goes up, and that's why the skin part is.
The skin's always removed for all that, for all the karbanos, I believe.
Yeah, all the karbanos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the question is, if with all or anything, everything goes up anyway.
Except for the skin. You know, the skin gets to be kept by the Kohanim.
Right, the skin, yeah. There's a whole issue when the Alias Haraga, if they can give it to the people where they stay.
After yeah, exactly, yeah.
The so the skin
right,
doesn't
right.
go
up. So the skin does not go up. Therefore, that's what we conclude in somewhat a roundabout way, but once you see that's the MS, there will be Shmuel hold that it was an Olas Ria that was brought Kodem Matan Torah. Then the Gemara says, what about Rabbi Elazar? How do you know that he felt that it was an Olas Ria also brought Kodem Matan Torah? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Olas Tamid Ha'asuya B'Har Sinai. Familiar with that Pasuk? So what was the Olas Tamid that was brought in Har Sinai? Says Rabbi Elazar, Omer Ma'aseh Nemer B'Sinai. Who asked lo karva? We were taught the halachas of how to do it, but we didn't actually bring it till some point later on in history. Says Rashi, v'hi atzma lo karva, Va'ola shekribu abachoros, all those that were pre-existed in Matan Torah were ola shriya. Because as he says, even at Matan Torah, we just taught the halachas of a tamid, but we didn't bring it to later on. So what were the olos that were discussed before? Mela, they must have been olos ri'ya. So these are the three Tanaim who hold that there's olos ri'ya that was brought kodem matan Torah. Now we move to the other three who felt that it was an olos tamid that was brought kodem matan Torah. So we start with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we said above that Rabbi Akiva in this very brisa actually. No, I'm sorry, this is just the continuation of the brisa. We'll come back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva continues with the brisa and says, he argues and says, no, Omer Karva v'shulo Paska, they were makriv the Tamid at Har Sinai and never stopped. So, Elama nimikayim hazvachim u'minchayim shana, sounds like this, that the, all the zvachim, the word gashim literally means to come close to me, like to meet with me. Somehow they interpret this pasuk to mean, Rashi says, oh, it's I see. You see, Rashi ma'ani, Mikayim hazvachim u'mincha gyashim liba midbar v'lashon tema. It's in a question. U'mash b'shalo kivu lafi she nizufim hayu. They were menuda, menusim, lashon the gemara moikatam. So the way you read the pasuk is as follows. Mani mikayim hazvachim u'mincha gyashim li. Did you come close to me? Midbar arba mishana? Meaning you didn't bring the karbanos for 40 years. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that they brought the Talmud and then did not stop bringing the carbon Talmud from the Har Sinai? They didn't bring it for 40 years, it sounds like. Says the Gemara, this by the all as a side point, as a continuation of the Brisa, says the Gemara, base Yisrael, is that part of the Pasuk?
Yeah.
Part of the Pasuk, okay, fine. The Shevtel Shel Levi, Shelo Avdu Avodah Zarah, Heine Krivosa. It was Shevet Levi, who did not take part in the Chet HaEgel, the Avodah Zarah, they were the ones who were still right to bring the carbon, so they did bring it. The rest of the Am Yisrael was not included in those carbonos. So now how do we know that the three other Tanaim held that the Olos that were brought Kol Matan Torah were an Olos Tamid? So we first start with the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel had the Arman, we already saw above, that he said, why do we spend more money on the Riyah as opposed to Chagiga? Since the Riyah is Yeshna Lefnei HaDibor, it existed before the Dibor, before Kabbalah Satorah, so you pay more money for it. So he's the first one who holds that it was Olos Riyah brought before Matan Torah. Rabbi Akiva Hanami Damran, like we said above, Rabbi Akiva argued on Rabbi Lazar and says, no, they actually did bring the Tamid at Kabbalah Satorah, but the old, before Matan Torah, they didn't know about the Talmud. Before Matan Torah, it was the oldest Riyah that was being brought.
In regards to Chet HaEgel,
yeah.
Basically, they had no Torah to know that it's not allowed. So why do we upset at Nisai?
No, they had Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach. They had that before, which one of them is Avod Dezara.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Chet HaEgel happened after the Matan Torah.
No, it was before.
It was before Moshe came down with the Luchos, but exactly. it was after the Aseret.
Luchos were given on the first day, and then he went for 40 days to learn the rest of the Torah.
Right.
It's very confusing stories of how Shua is very the day is very confusing. Luchos were brought down on.
So he went down one day up down.
He went down on came down on.
Went up and came down right away.
Three times
in preparation beforehand, and then he came down and brought the Luchos on Vav Zayin. Sivan, no Vav and Zayin. Depending, Machlokas exactly with Vav or Zayin. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kiva argue Vav or Zayin, and then he went out for 40 days, and he brought the rest of the Torah down. They say he wrote the whole Sefer Torah up there. He got the Sefer Torah. The rest of it came down with him later on, 40 days later.
So Chet HaEgel.
But it's a little confusing because remember he broke the Luchos when he came to Elsos. He still had the Luchos. He told them they heard the Luchos. They heard the Dibros, but
they didn't
receive the exactly. They received the Luchos. But the Torah, the rest of it, was learning for 40 days. Okay, now let's find the third Tana. The third Tana, Rabbi Yossi Glili, how do we know that he holds that Olos Riyah was brought before Matan Torah? The Tana, the Brisa tells us, the Rabbi Yossi Glili, Omer, Shalosh Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisrael Ba'alos, on the Regel, Ba'alos on the Regel, right? That Klai Yisrael Chayiv in three mitzvahs when they go to do the mitzvah of Ali the Regel. What were the three mitzvahs? So, Olos on the Regel, Riyah, V'chagiga, v'simcha. These are the three. So, yesh b'riya shein b'shtem. Riya is something unique that the other don't share. V'yesh b'chagiga shein b'shtem. And chagiga has something unique as well. And yesh b'simcha shein b'shtem. So each of these three mitzvahs has something unique. Let's go through all them. Yesh b'riya shein b'shtem. What's unique about the riya? Sheriya ola kula legavoa. Ma shein kein b'shtem. The riya was an ola. The other two, the Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha, were both Shlamim. That is not go le'ola kula kalil. That gets eaten by the members, the Baal, rather. Rashi just explains here that simcha af heim shalmich simcha. There's a shalmich hagiga and there's shalmich simcha. Two different karbanos. And Rashi explains further: im ein lo basa shalmim shal neder v'nedava shinistadev kol shana. Pure person would oftentimes make a neder. I want to bring a shalmim. If they didn't make that, if they did make a neder and a dava, say they bring the shalmim during the yontif, they come bring it. But if a person did not do this, then again, im ein labasa shalmim shal neder and a dava shinistadev kol shana shemivin berego v'lo ma'aser behema. They didn't have ma'aser behema either. Then they'd be bringing maybe shalmim mishalal. They just bring a stam shalmim. Omi malas ma'aser sheni shalal lios labasa l'sova shein simchas achag el babasa. You need meat somehow, so you could get that meat in either bringing a ma'aser behema. You may have taken ma'aser behema, or maybe from a nether you took, or maybe just make now a new shalmi simcha. But somehow you brought simcha. So those two karbanos, shalmi simcha and shalmi chagiga, were not kula chalil. Ria was
shalmi simcha. We learned that it's a chiyuv.
No, it is a chiyuv.
Gimel, right? I think that because it says that cheresh, if it's with cheresh, we learn from hakel.
Mm-hmm.
We learn reiya from hakel.
Correct.
But simcha, we don't learn from hakel.
Correct.
Because so
there, the simcha is certainly a chiyuv. The question is, how are you mekayim this chiyuv? Do you need a shalmei simcha, or you could be mekayim through a ma'aser behema? Eating the ma'aser behema is still going to be a kiyum in simcha, but it's not a shalmei simcha. The carbon's a ma'aser behema carbon.
But the difference that one had to be both deaf and mute, and the other one you could only be deaf or mute.
Right. We said someone who's completely, let's say a cheresh, who can't cheresh, who's eno medaber eno shamea, he's pater in ri'ya.
But he's chayev in simcha.
Was that the way it was?
So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, patim riyah and chayv and simcha, and nashim also. Patim riyah, chayv and simcha.
So simcha, what it means here, simcha, it could be anything. It could be also.
Right. So shalmei simcha is only if you have no other way of being mekayim the simcha, no other basar, then you bring this generic shalmei simcha to offer as a carbon, and you eat that meat. So that's what's unique about the riyah. Then the Gemara says. That pre-existed the Matan Torah. The other two came only afterwards. So we see from here that the Chagiga came before the fine. And then Yesh B'Simcha Mashen Kim B'Shtayim Shesh Simcha Nohages Ba'Nashim V'Nashim, that men and women are both obligated in Simcha Mashen Kim B'Shtayim, that Nashim are not chayiv in the Riyah and the Shalmei Simcha. Chagiga and the Simcha. The Chagiga and the Riyah, yeah. So we see from here, though, that what? That the Riyah did not pre-exist Kabbalah Satara. We're trying to prove right now which way again? We're trying to prove
that it's Tamid.
That was a Tamid right now, that's what we're trying to prove? Okay, fine. We're trying to prove that it's carbon tamid. So the fact that Rabbi Yosef Lili says that it was only the Chagiga that pre-existed Matan Torah, but the oldest Riyah did not come from Matan Torah, so it must have been the oldest tamid that was brought called the Matan Torah.
Because there was no other Riyah before Matan Torah.
Right.
So it had to be tamid.
Okay, then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, my time of Kamok Mislai Kibay Shamar. So now Rabbi Shmuel, earlier in the page, he was grouped together with Beis Shammai, had held that the Olos Riyah was brought called the Matan Torah. So why did Rabbi Shmuel join together with Beis Shammai? We generally don't follow Beis Shammai. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, my time of Kamok Mislai Kibay Shammai. Because the reason why Isaka Daitach Olos Shekrivo Yisrael B'Midbar Olos Tamid Havi, if you were to think that it was Olos Tamid that was brought called the Matan Torah, so that's as far we saw above, that he couldn't think that it was the carbon tamid that was brought called the Matan Torah, because that means tamid, before they learned halachas, they weren't skinning it, and afterwards you had to skin it, but we said skinning was a fundamental part of the tamid. So you couldn't fathom the possibility of ever having a tamid without skinning it. So therefore he's forced into a corner and saying that the olas that were brought before Matan Torah must have been olas riyah. So Gemara asks, doesn't he hold that it was Olas Tamid? And you have the question for him. So, Lusof by Hafshim Yisrael. So according to the ones like Rabbi Yosef Glili, who held that it was Olas Tamid, so don't you have the same question that it was not skinned before and now will be skinned? The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Olas Shekrivu Yisrael b'Midbar Eino Tuna Hafshim Yisrael. That the Olas Tamid that was brought in the Midbar before Matan Torah did not require skinning and cutting. Lefish Ein Hafshim Yisrael Ela Mahol Moed Vailech. That they only learned halachas later on. So we see it is a possibility to have a Tamid without skinning it. Gemara says, you're right. Some of the kind of Bishmal, we don't like the Svar of Bishmal. Bishmal is not going to be part of the list. He does not agree with Beis Shammai that it was an Olas Tamid. It's possible it could have been even an Olas Aria, Lefi or Bishmal. Other way around, rather. Okay, asks the Gemara now. Boy, Rav Chisda.
So,
yeah.
So who stays with Beis Shammai?
So I think we just have one with Beis Shammai. We just have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who's pretty explicit about his opinion that it was Olas Aria that was being brought. Okay, so I didn't get a chance to look at this Tosfos here, but
because it would also a little bit strange that Rabbi Elazar would hold like Beis Shammai also, no?
It would be strange that who that hey, Rabbi Elazar?
Yeah.
No, not because actually the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar is a Shmosi. Uh-huh. So Shmosi either means he was another way of saying a Menuda, he was put in excommunication, that he was cut off the whole flight with Rabbi Elazar Yeshua, or others interpret it to be, I think Beis Tosfos says, it means he was a Shammai. He was from Beis Shammai.
Ah, okay.
So it makes sense that he's grouped together, yeah. So look at Tosfos for a second. Yesh b'simcha, shein b'shtan. We still have a few minutes before we do the last Gemara. He says, b'tosefta garsinan shesimcha. There's another difference, actually. The Mishnah said, what was unique about simcha? Because simcha, even nashim are chayiv. Tosefta says, shesimcha yesh la tashlumim kol shiva. You could make it up. If you miss Shammai simcha on day one, you can make it up the rest of the days. Mashen came the other ones, you can't make it up. That's true, you can't make up Chagiga.
Yeah. Not the Chagiga, there's two Chagigas. The one that's the night of Pesach, you can't.
Right, that one.
But the other one, you can.
Ah, the low, we are, so that's what he basically answers. He says, Vishmaisa Shalano Dulo Garislai, our Sugi, which does not garis this, Srilai, the Gambincha Yeshlam Tashuma. You can make up the other ones also, like you just said. Velo Kamar Yesh Vishem Shachicham Shir, Mashink Vishimcha. So, maybe the other ones are Shir. Simcha has no shir. Ola Sharia Chagia have to have a shir, either two or one kesef. There's no. De'ema'af simcha yesh la shir. There's also a shir by simcha. Doesn't explain what the shir is, but there's some shir. U'miu b'lav hachi nicha delo nachis l'misnei ha'klala, kapish l'el, rachum b'achas m'shem b'shnem. Okay, he has more of a technical answer here. All right, interesting Tosfos. Let's go to the bottom of the Gemara now. Gemara says, eight lines from the bottom, Bo'i Rav Chisda. Haikra hechiksiv. This pasuk, how is this pasuk exactly written? Maybe how it's read. See, vayishlach esnare bnei Yisrael vayalu olos kvasim vayizbchu zvachim shlamim laHashem parm. O dilma idvidi parm havu. So let's see what's the actual pasuk on the side. It says again. It says vayishlach esnare bnei Yisrael vayalu olos vayizbchu zvachim shlamim laHashem parm. Now we don't know what animals are being mentioned. We just know they're olos and they're shlamim. Parm are not mentioned until the end.
When did this exactly happen? You know, this happened when they camped in Har Sinai, right?
I think so. When they started sprinkling the, I think they used the blood to sprinkle on them, which served as a certain Torah process called the Matan Torah. I mean, after Mishpatim, we have all the halachas Mishpatim, all the details in the dinim. Afterwards, it goes back to discuss the story of Kabbalah Satorah. And this is when it's discussing this, right before they receive the Torah. So, how do we read the pasuk? It only mentions Parm at the end. It doesn't mention, it sounds like, do we read it as parm, we're only going on the shlamim, but we're going to add the word in as kvasim, what were the olos? Kvasim, they must have been sheep? Is that how we read it? Or dilma, do we say, idi vidi parm, they're both parm. So let's read that question again to get it clear. Bai Rav Chisda, haikra hechiksiv, how do you read this pasuk? How do you write the pasuk? How do you read the pasuk? Vayishlach esnari bnei Yisrael vayalu olos, and we're adding in, and what are the olos? We're going to add in kvasim, sheep. And vayizbichu zvachim v'shlamim l'ashem parm, and the shlamim were that a parm. Oh, dilma, you don't add any words in. You read the whole thing as one pasuk, and dilma idividi parm havu. The parm at the end, we're going back to qualify both the shlamim and the olos, so that they're both brought from calves. You see how to read that or no? You look at the pasuk on the side, how it's written. There's no mention of kvasim in the pasuk. It only mentions, you have that on the side of the Gemara, you should have this. Os gimel, in the inside column, margin there. It says, Vayishlach es Narei B'nei Yisrael Vayelu Olos. we then tell which animal to use for olos. And then it says, Vayizbichu zvachim shlamim l'ashem parim. So parim just explained what shlamim are.
Right.
And olos have to be, I guess, sheep, the other major carbon animal. Or parim is qualifying both. That's the shaila. Ask Gemara, my nafkamina, who really cares? You know, what do you mean? Didn't happen. We try to figure out what happened in the past because it's not going to affect us in the last level. Ladoros, we're not going to ever do this again. So who really cares exactly what happened? So Gemara says, Mar Zutra Amar, right? Tosos explains that as the Svari. Look at Tosos, my nafkamina, Kulomar, my dhavahava. Whatever happened, happened. That's history. It's not going to have any effect on us in the future. So Tosos, actually, it's interesting. Let's read the rest of Tosos. It's pretty interesting. He brings a number of Gemaras that asks this question. The Gemara asks, how do you dress the Kohen Gadol on the days of the Miluim when they were preparing for the Mishkan? The Gemara says, who really cares? It's never going to happen again. Why are you asking the question for that? How were the Psachim brought in the Midbar? Again, who cares? That happened. That was history. All these Gemaras of Avodah Zarah, Perek Sheni, Vitainis, Gavi B'meshe Moshe Kol Yimei Miluim. What Moshe wear during the Miluim? Who cares what he wore during Miluim? It's not going to affect us in the future. Delo Parchasam Nami L'Mitzvah Kray L'Fish Lo Matzino Bigdei Kuna Rak La'Aron Ivanov. Okay, fine. So we see that Gemara comes up in a number of places. So then Gemara answers. I'll tell you why it's a nafkamina. Mar Zutra, five lines from the bottom. Mar Zutra Amar L'Fisak Tamim. You have to know how to when to break the pasuk up, meaning. Do you read it as one flow, as one long pasuk of Vayelu Olos Vayizbuchu Zvachim Sham Lashem? You don't want to have an interruption. You want it to be one flow because Parm goes back on both parts. Or do you interrupt it? You say no. Vayalu Olos Kama Vayizbuchu Zvachim Sham Lashem. The two separate points, or you continue it. You know, the Grub points out that different trups have certain ones are, I forget what he calls them. Some are pisuk or like esnachtas, end it, and other ones are flow through. So do you have to have the pasuk have a trap that flows entirely through it, or to have a kama, kind of a hefsek, and then start again? So that's the nafkamina, how to properly read it. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Amar l'omer harei alai ola k'ola shir kiv yisrael b'midbar. No, let's say a person takes a nether. Nether's always a nafkamina. I want to do the same ola that they brought in the midbar. So what was brought in the midbar? If it was a kavus, I've got to bring a sheep. If it was a parah, I've got to bring a cow. That's a nafkamina if a person makes such a nether. So, my par havu, oh, kvasim havu, what was it? Was it a cow? Was it a sheep? It says the Gemara, it's a taker. We really don't know what it was, so a person therefore shouldn't take such a nether because he's going to be stuck. Okay.
But let me ask a question. Olos can also be parim? Usually, what an ola is what?
An ola is a carbon that always has to be a zachar, always has to be a male.
Zachar has to be, but it could be a par, right?
Yeah, it could be a par, yeah.
So there's no raya from this at all. Anyway.
Right. Okay. Shkoyach.
Right. Can we do the...
Oh, the Chazara. Let's get back to that. Oh, I completely forgot. Without you here, we have not been doing this. Harry hasn't been reminding me to do the Chazara. He doesn't need it. So, Chazara. So, let's see. Oh, we started with...
Seems like you remember pretty good.
No, I don't. For me, Chazara is very important because your brain adapts what you just learned better.
So, we start off talking about that there's a machlokas, what the age of a katan that has to do the mitzvah of a liyel regel. She wanted to know, well, who takes him up until that point? Who brings him to Yerushalayim? From the father takes him from the tip of Yerushalayim to the base of Mikdash, but who brings him there? So the Gemara says that the mother takes him, since the mother is chayv in simcha, so she has to accompany her husband up until Yerushalayim. The Gemara had this question about Chana, why Chana didn't bring Shmuel? Because Shmuel was somewhat of a weak child, fragile. Mifunak didn't want him to get sick. The Gemara went to discussion, what's halach of a katan chiger, katan suma, and we concluded that he's pater because he's modeled kain deraisatikan, just like a gadol chiger, and a gadol suma is going to be pater, so too a katan is going to be pater, because chinuch is modeled after the deraisachivim.
And then we go according to the moment now, that the way it is,
exactly.
What's going to be.
Exactly, and we saw interesting Rashi that the whole idea of chinuch is to regulate them, to accustom them to what's going to be like when they get older. Then we had a whole long discussion, Beishamai, Beisila, how much money one has to spend on the Ola versus the Chagiga. Two reasons for each one. Beishamai thought the Re'ia should have more money for it, and for two reasons, and Beisila thought that the Chagiga deserved more money for two different reasons. They went back and forth why one didn't hold of the other one. And then what came out was, the big machlokas was that Beishamai felt that the Olos brought Kodem Matan Torah were Olos Re'ia, and Beishamai thought the ones brought before him was Olos Tamid. We brought a number of Tanaim proving that who was side with which ones, that... Was it the other way around? Yeah, I thought I said that. But if not, okay, but Silla held that Olas Tamid was brought before him. Beis Shammai felt that it was Olas Uriah.
Right, yeah.
And then we brought, Abai said there's a few people who were grouped together with Beis Shammai. We ended up throwing out Rabbi Shmuel, it didn't make sense. So it was Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shammai. And then Beis Hillel was a couple together with Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi Gli, who all felt that it was an Olas Uriah that was brought before, Olas Tamid that was brought before Matan Torah. An interesting machlok is about what was stated Kabbalah Satorah on the side point. Was it simply the Klalos, but not the Pratos? Or even the Pratos was also mentioned at Kabbalah Satorah. And then we had this interesting braisa about the three main mitzvahs that when a person goes to do Olas Uriah, there are three mitzvahs. There's the Ri'iyah, there's the Simcha, and there's Chagiga, and each one had something unique. The unique factors were that Ri'iyah was the only one that was called the Matan Torah, according to Rabbi Yossi Gli. Other way around. Ri'iyah was Kula Kalil. Hagiga was the only one kodem Matan Torah, and Simcha was the only one that's chayv to Nashim as well. And then finally, we had this question: how to read this pasuk of Vayishlach Esnari Bnei Yisrael Vayalu Olos VeYizbechu Zvachim? Did the word Parim go back on both them, or only went back to Shlamim? And we had to fill in the hole of saying Olos were in fact sheep. We concluded it was a teku, and that was the summary. Shkoyach for reminding us. We should really do this. It's very good for me also. Great.